The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The program we call What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. This is Scott Hennon, your co-host, along with Todd Mitchell, K-Fire 550 Radio Gun. Yes, T-minus 24 hours and counting to just a little bit less, actually. By 8:30, we got to be out there. And looking forward to it. The garage smells like tractors as we speak. Looking forward to tomorrow very much.
Yes.
And radio history, by the way, as we'll be broadcasting, I'll be on the truck. We have no idea how this is going to work. It might just be, a lot of Todd and the fine listeners of this program and a lot of really loud noise from yours truly, but we're going to give it a try.
Well, I've been telling everybody that you've got this, like, epic state-of-the-art setup, but that you'd be on top of an antique tractor, so we're kind of negating all that state-of-the-art thing, but, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. Anyway, welcome to the listeners of K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC and AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO. Let's chat here today. Guests, by the way, on the program will include, we're going to have folks on each side of the whole debate over the pharmacy ownership law in North Dakota. This is so North Dakota, this law. It really is, because there's that populist streak in us, you know. And I tend to think that this law is a little bit un-North Dakotan, especially in this day and age, because we top every list there is in the country about best place to live and, freedom state, and that's my favorite, like, first in freedom. And this one seems a little bit protectionist for me. Well, basically the history of the law is that you can't have a pharmacy without majority ownership locally. And what it does is it allows the small family-owned pharmacies to keep out competition from a Walgreens or a Walmart that have many times in their facilities pharmacies. And, you see them in supermarkets from time to time, but they usually lease the space to local folks and whatnot. So anyway, the law's been challenged before. There's been a ballot measure before, and it's gone down. It looks like it's coming back. They're out gathering signatures on this. We're going to have a debate on it from a pharmacist perspective. Dave Olig will join us, who owns some pharmacies in North Dakota. And Larry Gopper used to be with Blue Cross Blue Shield, former healthcare insurance executive, and he says it's time for a change because it'll bring down the cost of prescription drugs. So we're going to have that debate today on the program. We're also going to talk with the folks from the Minnesota Gun Owners Alliance. They are concerned that Target stores are considering banning lawful concealed carry weapons, and we're going to give you a little more detail on that story. And until the pharmacy debate at the bottom of this hour, and after the discussion with our friends from the Minnesota Gun Owners Alliance, we have some time to talk about whatever it is you'd like to talk about. One thing that's in the national news that concerns me right now is Iraq. Have you been following what's going on in Iraq? We're a lot of the gains that were bought and paid for with the sacrifices of our soldiers, and we have a lot of I have friends that were in the Guard and Reserve and served in Iraq, and North Dakota's per capita participation suggests, within the sound of my voice right now, is a whole lot of veterans that served in Iraq, and family members who have loved ones in Iraq. I'd love to hear from you on what you're making of what's going on in Iraq right now. To me, it's sad. These cities are falling, and there are reports that the Iraqis have asked us for airstrike help against the militants to stop this wave, and we've said no. Now, two schools of thought here. Critics of the Iraq War are going to go, see, Everything we did was for nothing. Why did we do it? We should not have gone there in the first place. They're going to forget, you know, that 90-some senators voted for it. They're going to forget the coalition was there in favor of it. And they're going to, you know, blame George W. Bush, I guess, and say we never should have gone there. And that's one argument you can make. And the other is to say, look, we made a decision to go there. We bought a lot of gains there. We took down a dictator, and we did it with some great sacrifices on the part of the United States Armed Forces, their family members. And now we're letting that all slip away, and it's partly because we just say, well, you know, we're going to circle a date on the calendar and be gone, and there you go. So a lot of nuances to this, but I especially would love to hear from veterans and what you think. Any veteran that was there, what you see happening now, I can't imagine this isn't just about rip your heart out. To know where Iraq was under Saddam Hussein, where Iraq came to with the help of the United States Armed Forces, and to now see that being slipping back again. What is your takeaway from that? That's one thing on my mind. The other thing on my mind is Buffalo. I was waiting for some kind of a goofy laugh.
I'm speechless.
I'm bison.
That's the sound of me being speechless there.
Is that what that was? Okay. There is an effort in Congress to get the bison a special distinction, the buffalo a special distinction as our national mammal. So we'd have, you know, we'd have like the eagle and the mammal, you know, kind of in a very revered place as the United States national animals, if a group of senators get their way. Senator John Hoeven is part of this effort. Senator Tim Johnson, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, John Thune, like 12 senators. The National Bison Legacy Act. And the designation would pay tribute to the important role bison play in the nation's history, as well as its culture, ecology, and commerce. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was big on this, so this has got some history. He sought to protect the bison, formed something called the American Bison Society, which sent 15 of these animals to the first wildlife refuge in 1907. And now all these groups are coming together. The Intertribal Buffalo Council, that's about 58 tribes. The National Bison Association, which is the bison meat producers, all part of this. Part of me says, by gosh, we got folks flooding across the border. We've got the VA crisis. We've got the terrorist swap. We've got, you know, we'll go down the list of concerns. Really? On the other hand, you know, this stuff happens all the time. You name a post office, you name other things. So, you know, you can walk and chew gum at the same time. So I don't doubt we can deal with tough things and also deal with something like this. But I don't know. What do you think of it? I want to ask you a couple of things on my mind that caught my attention from very different perspectives. 800-228-0550 to answer that question, or tell us something else on your mind. And let's start with Dwayne, who has a story to tell about an impact to his family from a loved one serving in Iraq. Dwayne, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Dwayne Henderson calling. Anyway, you know, this is what's going on in Iraq right now is very disheartening. And, you know, you can tell how hard it hurts. You know, my brother and so many others gave their life, and now this is happening in Iraq. This is a travesty.
Well, so you lost a brother, Dwayne?
I sure did.
Yeah, who served in Iraq?
January 24th. Well, you know, he was like 513th person killed in action in Iraq. You know, like I say, it's just so heartbreaking. Like you said it 100%. It's heartbreaking when you see what's going on and that all of these lives, all of the time spent there, all of our money, and all of these soldiers that paid the ultimate price, and all these soldiers that got injured, and now this is happening. You know, like I say, it's you know, it's too bad that we couldn't have forced the Iraqi government into cheating some of our troops there, because we all knew this was going to happen, and now it's going to happen in Afghanistan in 2016, and maybe quicker. You know, because we'll be gone at the end of this year.
Now there are reports that the Iraqis asked us for airstrikes.
Yeah, and I heard that, and I actually thought that it was a good idea that they said no. And, you know, and, but I do see that they're going to maybe offer some drone support. And, you know, and as long as we keep our soldiers out of harm's way for something that's, you know, just if we get called into war in Iraq again and then this all occurs all over again, you know, like I say, we're, our nation's going to go under. Soon our nation will be being attacked. We won't be attacking another nation. Soon we will be the attacked nation.
Dwayne, thanks for calling and sharing. And I it's obvious in your voice. This is hard for you. And that's, I tell you, when I read that story, it's exactly what I thought of. I thought of the families that are without loved ones today. For the gains we got in Iraq, and then see it going this way. And I disagree with you on helping them. I think we, you know, look, we're not there any longer in a footprint that can help. But boy, there are things we can still do. Greatest fighting force on the face of the earth. And to me, when this is falling as quick as it's falling, I don't know why we wouldn't help them. But it is certainly disheartening. Welcome other calls. Dennis in Cole Harbor when we come back. 800-228-0550. You can weigh in on the Buffalo debate or talk Iraq or anything else on your mind today.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Call that came in during the break. Always welcome those. Otherwise, but when you call 800-228-0550, you have an option to press 1, leave us a message, or press 2 to chat with us on the air. And Dennis in Cole Harbor is waiting to weigh in. Let's go to Dennis, and then we'll come back to this off-air call. How about that on the program? Hello, Dennis. You're on.
Thank you. I want to ask a question about this Buffalo deal that they're going to be wasting their congressional time on nowadays. Once they get this through, and they will, are we going to be able to harvest buffalo or not? Are they taking it away from our food chain? It's just getting started again.
I don't think you have anything to worry about there, Dennis, because the National Bison Association, which represents bison meat producers, is supporting the bill.
Yeah, well.
And so
a lot of people support a lot of things, but I just don't trust these guys anymore. We need an election to square this thing away, you know. But anyway, I'm suspicious. We can't do anything with the eagle. Not that I want to, but if they put the buffalo on the national register, you know they're going to take it away. I don't care who opposes it, but just want to make a comment on it.
Yeah, Dennis, I hear you. I think you're okay in that regard, but, you know, we got a Facebook question up about this, and folks really seem ticked about the time it takes so that, you know, here's a good example. Gene says, I'm so glad we have all the other problems in our country solved. Now there's time to worry about this.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm quite disappointed that Holman is leading the pack on this. I had hopes for him, but, he's fallen in the flow.
And, you know, it's kind of a feel-good piece of legislation. I honestly don't think it's going to take away from anything else. But, you know, when we are facing some really significant issues, you just tend to go, why are we talking about this? I don't know. Dennis, appreciate your call. And I something smacked me about it. It just seems silly. And I'm not, I love Buffalo as much as a nice guy. I love driving through the park and you know, spotting them, and, you know, I mean, I get the history. I love the Teddy Roosevelt, you know, reverence for the buffalo, but I don't know. Now, really? Seriously? I don't know. Here's the call from Steve in Grafton that came in off here.
Regarding the carrying and target stores, Scott, this is Steve Johnson from Grafton. There's no legal standing. They can't have you thrown in jail. The police can't do anything about it. All they can do is ask you to leave. I guess I wouldn't worry about it if you're concealing correctly. Nobody's going to know anyhow. And since we fall under federal jurisdiction, it's not a big deal. I'm not too worried about it. I'll carry into Target. I'll carry into Walmart. I carry everywhere. Nobody knows. Nobody can see it. If they see it, all they can do is ask me to leave. The police aren't going to do anything to you because you fall under federal jurisdiction, and by law, you can't carry a firearm unless it's federally mandated that you can't carry into a certain place, like a courthouse or school or whatnot. Just thought I'd mention that. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. We're going to talk more about that with the folks from the Minnesota Gun Owners are asking folks to tell Target not to be bullied by a billionaire on this because there is a effort to get these businesses to do that. So we're going to dig into that topic a little more coming up. John and Stanley, you're next at 800-228-0550. Home of the Whirl-O-Whip, Dakota Drug, downtown Stanley, North Dakota. What's on your mind, John?
Let me turn my radio down real quick. So I just want to comment on the Iraqi situation. Were you in favor of the war in general? Let me just ask you that to begin with.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just briefly tell you that to me, in a post 9/11 world, given the history of Saddam Hussein, it was not someone we could ignore, and obviously. Folks from Bill Clinton to John Kerry to everybody else said weapons of mass destruction, are in his history. And so all the pieces that were agreed to by everyone, there's a lot of revisionist history after the fact, but knowing what we thought to be the case at the time, it made sense in a post 9/11 world.
So you don't consider the foreign entanglements that our forefathers warned us against? You don't really put that in that category necessarily.
No, I put in the category of, in a post 9/11 world, a guy like Saddam Hussein, the bad actor that he is, was not someone we could afford to just let run rampant.
Well,
Okay, we went to Afghanistan first, right, to find the Taliban, where we know they were harboring. The plan for 9/11 was hatched by the Taliban. They were sheltered in Al Qaeda Taliban in Afghanistan, right? As soon as we put our sights on Afghanistan, where did Al Qaeda go? Iraq. You know, so we forget that part too. But you know, regardless, to me, of the woulda, shoulda, couldas of before, we made a decision.
Yeah.
We bought a great deal of security for Iraq with U.S. blood. And now to see those gains being reversed and we turn a blind eye to it, to me, that's where I say, hey, I want to hear from vets.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with the last statement. I think the war was a mistake only because, I mean, the two objectives that were used to go to war were Saddam Hussein, like you said already, and WMDs. And within a couple of years, we had the answers to those. I mean, Saddam was captured and we knew they didn't have WMDs or they had shipped them out or whatever they did. But we stayed there and we stayed there and we stayed there and we built this huge embassy there. And I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with the whole damn thing myself, but I kind of agree with what you just said, that, you know, we bombed the crap out of their cities and invaded their country. And so now, yeah, maybe we should help them to a certain degree. I totally, absolutely, 1,000,000% disagree with this notion of forcing democracy on countries. I think that's just an absolute fallacy. But I do agree with what you said about, you know, let's help them to a certain extent. But, you know, then you have to figure out what extent do we help them, to and how long, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's kind of a mess. But anyhow, I guess that's all I had to say.
John, appreciate the call. Ed Minot, got 30 seconds for you. Quickly, go ahead.
Hey, yesterday I was out west listening to a radio program where Trent Luce was on. He was interviewing this scientist professor from Alabama about climate change. A guy should listen to that if you got time, because this guy has all the scientific evidence, and they got satellites, and they tell all about the stuff that's not going on, like the administration claims that's going on. It's really interesting.
All right, we'll track Trent down, maybe have him back and his guest as well. Thanks for the tip.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On your mind. Going to get Mark, who's traveling Highway 2 near Williston, in here for a comment left over, and then we're going to talk about a question you may have a chance to answer on the November ballot concerning ownership of pharmacies in North Dakota. That's right, folks, it's back. That debate coming back, and we have a debate from both sides of that issue coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA locations. PetroServe USA is home of that great 4-for-4 deal. If you're making lunch plans right now, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, couple of cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. That's four items by my account, and you get them for $4. How's that for a great deal? Now, the 4-for-4 special. Stop and see them at PetroServe USA, the folks that help connect America's, well, they help America feel better, you and I feel better, by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's cornfields. PetroServe USA. We'll be hitting the road later today, gearing up for the K-Fire tractor truck powered by our friends at PetroServe USA. Looking forward to that tomorrow. Historic broadcast. That's right. Right up on top of a antique tractor for the program, a John Deere. Okay, Mark, Highway 2 near Williston, let's get you in here ahead of our debate on the pharmacy issue. What's on your mind?
Some meandering thoughts. We have Al-Qaeda on the run, and they're running towards Baghdad. And as soon as we pull out of Afghanistan, they'll be running towards every city there, too. But I think everybody, and I mean everybody, has missed the point of what the president said about the exchange of prisoners. At the end of that, he said, this is what happens when wars end. He gave us his plan for closing Gitmo. He's going to bring home the troops from Afghanistan, declare the end of hostilities, and let all the Gitmo prisoners go free. And I've got one more exchange in mind for him. He ought to start dealing with the enemy and say to the people in Mexico, you have one of our soldiers, we'll make an exchange, we'll make a swap. We'll give you 10,000 children for that one soldier.
Take care of the immigration issue down there across the border. There you go.
Sure.
All right.
So you've
all
got
right.
Gitmo, you've got Gitmo emptied. You've got the immigration plan taken care of, and he can say he fulfilled his promises.
Do a little different kind of swap. Yeah, all right, Mark, now you're talking. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll return to some of those topics and others a little later on in the program. All right, let's introduce our guests here who are going to talk a little bit about a question you may have a chance to answer on the November 4th ballot. There's an effort underway to gather about 13,000 signatures. They need to do that by August 6th to get this measure on the ballot. It's not new. We've debated this issue before. We've had this question on the ballot before. The legislature's taken on this debate, and we're about to do it again today as well. Larry Gopper is here. Larry worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield for a number of years, so we can call him a former health care insurance executive, but certainly has been constant critic of our current law in the great state of North Dakota. Larry, nice to have you back.
Nice to be here, Scott.
And Dave Olig is here. Dave is a pharmacist and also the owner of a pharmacy and a supporter of the law as well as it currently exists. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. Good to see you again, Scott.
All right. So here we are again. I'm having a little deja vu on this issue. And first of all, Larry, maybe give us an update on why you think another bite at the apple might be the... What is it, third time the charm? I don't know. I don't know how many times we've...
Well, yeah, Dave and I have talked about this a number of times over the years, and I've always enjoyed it on your station, too, and so we're back again. We tried this in 2009 in the legislature and again in 2011. And then 2010, we collected 12,844 signatures, and they were thrown out by the Secretary of State, Al Jaeger, because we didn't have the list of sponsors, of which I am one, stapled to every 25 names. And, of course, we're correcting that this time. But I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for any company. I'm not paid by any company. I'm not. This is a matter of principle with me over the years. Goes back a long ways. There are 32 other citizen sponsors like me. The chairperson of our sponsoring committee is a physician, Dr. Eric Thompson from Bismarck. Now, more than anything on this thing, to me, it's about freedom of choice. Freedom of choice. As a consumer, I want the same choices in retail pharmacies as Americans do in 49 other states. And I don't want a 51-year-old government regulation telling me what choices I ought to have. The law we want to repeal says pharmacies in North Dakota must be 51% owned by pharmacists. This means, of course, as you mentioned, that Walgreens and Walmart and Target and other national retailers can't own pharmacies in North Dakota, as they do in other states. They're publicly owned corporations. I know more about finances for Walmart than I do about the drugstores in Fargo. We couldn't do it legislatively, so we're back again this way. It becomes kind of a laughing stock thing. This goes on and on. I spoke to a conference in Washington, D.C. when Part D came out, and to introduce myself, I said, I'm from North Dakota, the only state in the Union where you can walk into a Walgreens drugstore out here at West Acres area, and it's illegal to buy a prescription drug. So that's where we're at, and I could go on and on about that, but I'm sure you want to get a retort on it.
Well, I'd forgotten, actually. So this question has never been put to the voters. That process was put in place, but ultimately didn't go to the public.
Never. Got no, it hasn't.
But certainly has been debated in the legislature, as you say, go back to 1951. All right, Dave, Larry said a lot there. We'll give you a chance to respond to why you would continue to want to see the current law preserved.
Well, lots of reasons, Scott. We've had this debate, like you said, numerous times. As far as freedom of choice goes, the choice in North Dakota, there's an extremely higher number of places to choose from to have your prescriptions filled in North Dakota than there are in other states in the country. Statistically, 65% of the prescriptions in the country are actually filled by five major chains. That's not like, that is lack of choice. That winds up being an oligopoly, and that is what goes on in the other 49 states. There's more choice in North Dakota than there is in any other state in the nation. That's the first thing. As far as the laughing stock, we actually are the leaders in pharmacy practice in the nation. I've been fortunate to serve on the Board of Pharmacy in North Dakota for 10 years. I've been on the association as a president, which winds up being national exposure there as well. I sat on national steering committees for national organizations for pharmacy. We are actually leaders in pharmacy practice in the nation. I can give you numerous examples, whether it's you go back to the 70s where patient consultation, we led the nation when I was on the Board of Pharmacy. We put together a telepharmacy program. We're the first state in the country to do those types of things. Telepharmacy serves Western North Dakota, and I know that you broadcast a lot out there because we have places, it's a model that's been used to serve the entire nation. One of the things that's most important about this law, Larry keeps talking about choice. There's more choice, there's more jobs. We'll deal with all the statistics when we get down the road a little bit. But the pharmacy practice and delivery of pharmacy in North Dakota is led by pharmacists, and that's the most important aspect of this law. This law goes all the way back to the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided it was actually legal. They said, and the quote from the Supreme Court at the time was, the person who controls the purse strings controls the practice of the profession. Most importantly, pharmacists need to control the practice of pharmacy in North Dakota because, I can give you numerous examples, whether it's, we have something in North Dakota called the ABCs. It's the Association, the Board, and the College of Pharmacy, who work together on a regular basis to develop patient care programs, to promote the practice of pharmacy, and to see to it that, you know, the patients in North Dakota are served well and served safely. And that only happens in North Dakota, believe it or not, as far as our model goes, as far as the progressive nature of those types of things, North Dakota has led all these things. Why would I want to follow somebody who doesn't do that? It doesn't make any. It makes no sense to me to follow someone else where there's an oligopoly and our profession is being run by a corporate CEO. That to me makes no sense.
What do you see as a consequence if the laws change? If the question to put to the voters whether or not the law to go. What we you've touted North Dakota. What would be the downside of allowing, which essentially would, if the laws change, obviously more competition is going to come in because then Walgreens, Walmarts, and others can put pharmacy in their locations.
You have to be really careful when you talk about competition. One thing, it's either naivety or lack of knowledge as far as our profession goes. The development of closed networks is very, very real. Aetna and Walmart, CVS, Caremark. The PBMs, the insurance companies, actually have closed contracts with their own pharmacies. They actually require their patients to go to their pharmacies. If not, they actually have to pay considerably higher copays. One of my staff just handed me a deal. From this week alone, we've had two patients on Monday, three patients on Tuesday, and one of my patients who's been one of ours for the last 20-some years was forced to go to CVS if they want to have their prescriptions filled because there's a CVS pharmacy in Fargo. That's what we're looking at. And it doesn't take the majority of the prescriptions that have to go there to close pharmacies. It just needs enough to make the pharmacies non-profitable again. You know about margins, and it's the last 4 or 5% of your gross that winds up being your net, and that's what keeps you in business. So it doesn't take a major impact. It just has to take enough away to eliminate the competition. The OMB and the OIG just did a study this spring. Those closed networks actually have considerably higher prescription drug prices. That's been proven. But the lobby is so strong in Washington, we can't get that actually brought to the forefront. Larry, I think, has made we made comments about this previously in the last few weeks. But these types of things, the lobby is so strong, it's very, very difficult. Those types of things. Other things, if a nursing home chain decides to go to Central Phil, and I'd have to see the pins in the map, but if you go to Oaks and Foreman, Napoleon, Stanley, and they're owned by whoever the chain of nursing homes happens to be and decides to go to a Central Phil pharmacy, you can eliminate those pharmacies because that's a major portion of their business. Now you have delivery of pharmacy services in those regions being eliminated. Those are the types of things that are huge. As far as competition goes, competing is, we've always competed. That's never been an issue, but the ability to compete goes away with these closed networks. And that's what's going on in the industry.
So if the law changes, there'll be more closed networks?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Larry, there's one example of a detriment to the change, your response.
Well, first of all, there's a real misunderstanding here, and it's perpetuated by the North Dakota Pharmacists Association. Repeal of this law will not automatically close rural pharmacies. For example, if you're going to a rural pharmacy right now and you like that pharmacy in a small town in North Dakota, the minute this law is repealed, you'll say, well, I'm pulling my prescriptions. I'm going to the Walgreens and say they put one up in Jamestown or up in Williston or whatever. Not necessarily. If you like the service that you get from that small town pharmacy, support it. Do whatever they want. Now, Dave mentioned this fact that folks are being forced to go to pharmacies of their employer's choice, or the PBM, the pharmacy manager.
Would you do me a favor and hold the rest of your response
after
the break? We'll come back and let Larry pick up the response, and we'll get some of your calls in this debate, too. Coming up on What's
You're
On Your
listening
Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Top of the hour, North Dakota's law that requires pharmacies be owned by pharmacists could be up for a change if the voters of North Dakota would like that change, assuming the signatures get gathered and the ballot question is asked. We're debating that today with our guests. Return to that in a moment. First, I want to tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer right here in North Dakota. What do I love about Apache? Well, what I hear from growers is what they love about them is the dependability and the profitability that comes. Because, for one, Apache owners don't have to worry about costly repairs and complicated routine maintenance because of the dependability of the Apache. The state-of-the-art field computer options by Raven and Trimble mean less time in the field and more time with family. 5-year warranty, lowest total cost of ownership. What's not to love? Simple, rugged, reliable. And now, High Plains Apache is home to the ET Ag Center. What that means is if you need a part, they probably have it on hand, 50,000 parts on hand, not only for Apache sprayers but other brands as well. And if they don't have the part in stock out of those 50,000, they drop ship it to your door within a day or two. So what's not to love about that? Call them in Mandan across from Main Avenue and Bonanza, actually on the east side court there across from Bonanza, 663-2375 in Fargo, too, or online at highplainsapache.com. Larry Gopper, Dave Oleg debating the question over what the law ought to be about pharmacy ownership in North Dakota. Larry, we had to go to break, so finish your point if you would.
Well, I was going to say Dave is correct when he talks about the fact that pharmacy has changed so much. Right now, and if you remember, back in the old days when we had the corner drugstore and we had the soda fountain, and we had about 90% of the prescriptions paid out of pocket. You paid for them, and that's, remember, Osco Drug way back put up a sign. They shocked the whole town when they put up a sign with pharmacy prices on it because they were never discussed. You paid what the pharmacist asked.
Actually, it was against the law at that time.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. They broke the law, then I suppose, to give out information. That's been done, I guess. 20%, today about 20% are paid out of pocket. So there are controls by PBM, by pharmacy benefit managers and employers. What we have now is we have a lot of new employees coming into North Dakota, as you well know, particularly out in the Williston, Watford City area. We have employers who say to those employees, To get your benefit for pharmacy, you will have to go to the local Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart, or Target, and go to their pharmacy. Well, of course, there's no pharmacy by any of those corporations out in Williston or Watford City. There would be if this law was repealed. What happens then is they tell their employee, then you have to go mail order. And I think Dave would agree with me that when you go mail order, everybody loses locally. Everybody loses.
That's the one thing you're correct about. And actually, if you don't mind me correcting you for what you just said, virtually every one of those employees has pharmacy services available to them. We contract with the people who are, with the PBMs or with the healthcare providers. I would challenge you to line up a dozen people from all those new employees out west that are not capable of obtaining pharmacy services in North Dakota. Virtually everybody has. We have contracts to provide for every single one of those. They might have closed network contracts, but to provide service where they always contract in regions. And the same thing is true in rural Wyoming or in rural South Dakota. It doesn't make any difference. There won't be a Walmart in Stanley. Count on that. But that's one of those things. Where pharmacy services is available. They are available in Stanley, and they're there because of the pharmacy's contract.
Well, why?
It's just not correct, Larry.
Well, why in the world would the pharmacy be afraid of a Walmart or a Target or a Walgreens moving into the market? Why would you be afraid of that?
Well, afraid? I'm not afraid of that. I've competed for the last 30 years we've been in business together. What I'm afraid of is actually the closed networks. We have our competition determining our price now. The closed networks are very, very, very real.
Okay, but here's what I don't understand. What is the law the ownership have to do with closed networks?
If you open the pharmacy ownership bill, if they put a Walgreens and a Walmart in Jamestown, now everybody for 35 miles, that's the current standard, would have to go to those stores, forced to. Well, or they have to pay higher copay.
So the law changes. It's more likely that a Walmart then locates there, and then you're saying the network then.
Larry keeps talking about choice. Choice goes away. That's what happens. We wind up with an oligopoly and a very few providers and closed networks. Prices go up. I can give you statistically the prices for our region.
I want to give the callers a chance to get in here. Jeff in Bismarck with a question. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. Question or comment?
Yes, I do. I have one of my prescriptions that costs $1,000, and that's just one of the six. And the prices are the same at every pharmacy you go to. There is no competition here. They vary by $2, and that is it.
So your argument being we changed the law and there's more competition?
There's more competition. There's national discount programs.
And Jeff, you say that's what would happen? And Larry, you say that's...
I would like
to me,
that to
me, competition has always brought down prices. The North Dakota Pharmacy Association and Dave and so forth argue that that won't happen. I believe it will happen, and I experienced that over at Walmart in North Moorhead.
Well, a couple of things I think you're wrong again, Larry. Over almost 90% of the prescriptions filled these days are filled on third-party plans contractually. The prices are the same no matter where you tend to go, unless you're out of network. If you have a contract with Caremark CVS and you have them filled at my pharmacy, in those contracts, you wind up paying a higher copay. They're forced to go to CVS. That's the problem.
So, in other words, Jeff's concern of having to pay all this for this prescription, all the places he goes, does not change if the law changes, in your view?
Nobody. It would probably restrict the places he can go to get them filled.
I disagree with
Charlie
that.
Charlie in Towner County and Todd in Mandan want to weigh in on this, and the debate continues after the news break, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.